If you have your Bibles this morning, we should like to call your attention to the Paul's writing to the Philippians. I'm going to be reading out of the fourth chapter, beginning at verse 4. Philippians 4, beginning at verse 4. The Bible reads, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. Supporting that scripture this morning, St. John 14, 13 and 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use a thought or a subject. Whatever it is, tell God all about it. Whatever it is, tell God all about it. You will notice that we say that everybody is somebody. And you got to be a believer of such. It's got to be more than mere words. Because whether you will acknowledge it, whether you will accept it or not, you are somebody. And despite what your neighbor, your friend, or even sometimes family members may think of you, you are still somebody. Hallelujah. Isn't it a good thing to know that you don't have to prove who you are to nobody? A lot of us miss some of our blessings from God because we are still trying to people please. We are still trying to get pats on the back. We are still trying to hear somebody down here say that it's all right. But all I want to hear is Jesus say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. God is not going to say well done if you don't do anything. So you got to learn. You got to have a mind to praise God. And we are blessed. We've been blessed by the best to be in this great place of worship again this morning. And it's only by the mercy and the grace of God. We should all count it all joy and a privilege just to be in the number one more time. Just because things may not be going exactly like you want them to, God is still worthy of the praises. We got to know this morning that we serve a loving God that is merciful and his mercy endureth, the Bible says, forever. One thing is for sure this morning is that as the word declares, Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. So as we come, as we share in this holy experience this morning, we are thankful to the word of God. We are thankful for God. We are thankful for his son, Jesus Christ, who died in our stead. And because of him, we got hope. Because of him, we have a mind to assemble ourselves together. It's because of him that we realize that all of us that have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God, we still have an intercessor that has gotten in our place and has made pleas for us. And made it possible that we can say beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I die or after I die, I shall live again. We look amongst us this morning and we are ever so grateful for all of our visitors, but we are thankful this morning for the Wood family for coming and sharing in this worship experience. It's been said that a family that prays together stays together. And we got to understand this morning, not only the Wood family, but all of us in here, whatever family you belong to, one thing is that we are all part of one big family because we are part of the body of Christ. Even though my last name may not be Wood, those are my brothers and sisters sitting there. And they just come to share and worship with us today. They're not strangers. They are brothers and sisters. And we got to treat them like brothers and sisters. And even if you might recognize one of them as being a stranger, Remember, the Bible said, be careful to entertain strangers because they might be an angel unaware. So we got to be very careful how we treat the people of God. When we talk about families praying together, we realize that it comes a time that every family got somebody that is always on bended knees. Somebody's always praying for the family. Somebody's always praying, Lord, keep the family together. Somebody is always there saying, Lord, we want you to help the family and create ways of the family coming together, not just when there's a funeral, not just when there's a wedding, but when we just have an opportunity that we can come together. Don't come together just because there's been a tragedy in the family. The family needs one another. And when we began to think about family, we know that family is very important. And when we were young children, we used to hear them say all the time that blood is thicker than water. And as you get a little bit older and you find out that there are some friends that you have that's going to treat you just as well or better than some family members. So now what does that do with that blood situation? You got to understand that it's all right. And it's commendable to say that their family is thick, that we got thick blood and we stand together and we are together. But in every family, you got some good and you got some bad. In every family, you got somebody that's praying and somebody standing in need of prayer. In every family, you got somebody that's doing something out of the will of God. But no family is able to point the finger at the other family, because if you would recognize and be honest with yourself, the same thing going on in that family going on in my family. Anybody hear what I'm talking about this morning? See, we find it easy to escalate and to tell everybody all about other folks' families when something has gone wrong. But we kind of keep it hush-hush when it's our family. When now it's time to open up your mouth and realize that everybody is somebody. And God sees everything that we do. Oh, somebody ought to help me preach this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God. I thank God for the family. I grew up in a family that loved one another. I grew up in a family that taught me to love your elders. To do something for folks sometime without having your hand out. You know how we were brought up in the old days? Every time you did something, you didn't get something. And you better not act like you didn't want to go. You know, all along the neighborhood, all the old sisters on the neighborhood, call Willie, he'll go. And I knew I better go, because if I didn't go, I had something waiting on me when I got home. But it taught me how to love my elders. It taught me how to respect them. It taught me how that if you just do something and not expect anything in return, God has a way of blessing you. Sometimes folks look at you and wonder, why are you so blessed? Why do people treat you so nice? If you treat other folk right, then other folk will treat you right. So you got to be careful of the seeds that you sow. When there are situations in the family that you don't quite understand, somebody got to pray about it. See, that's what we talked about in Sunday school this morning, about praying. Praying for the community, praying ye one for another, praying for your brothers and sisters in Christ. You don't have all the answers just because you're on the Lord's side. And I don't care how long you've been going to church, you don't know everything. And a whole lot of us have been going, but that's all we're doing is just going. We haven't found nothing to do in God's house yet. Criticize, pull apart, and find fault. But how many have come into the house of God just to have the joy of Jesus? I'm not worried this morning. I'm not worried about what nobody think of me. I'm not worried about what the woods think about how I preach. I'm going to preach what God gave me, whether anybody in here or not. Because the Bible says where two or three gather in his name, that he be in the midst. See, sometimes we feel like we got to excite somebody. If the word of God don't excite you, don't look for me to excite you. There'll be something in the word of God that'll make you feel like telling the Lord thank you. There'll be something that happened in your life to make you say, I forget about yesterday. But this is the day that the Lord has made. Oh, glory. The Bible said, I'll rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad that God is God. I'm glad that God has everything under control. Think about it for a moment. as we are living in this economical crisis. The loss of jobs, crimes is on the rise. And sadly enough, the U.S. dollar has lost its value. We complaining about the gas prices. And they say the gas prices spiked up all the other prices. So then we began to wonder, what am I going to do now? I heard somebody say that we as a people, we've always been used to suffering. We've been used to going through hard times. Our elders and our ancestors, they taught us how to go through the hard times. Because they realized that when you're going through hard times, that's a good time to pray. When you're going through the hard times, you got to depend on your higher source. You got to realize that it's not all about you this morning. You know, some of us, we began to think it's all about us. We get a decent job and we got a nice house to live in. We got a nice car and we got a little bit of money in the bank and we got nice clothes to put on. And we think it's all about us. We come out and we walk like we got it going on. But let me tell you something. You can have it going on today. Everything you got can be wiped away from you in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. You can have $1 million and not be able to go and buy your own medication. So don't never look down on folk. You don't never know when you're going to need somebody. You don't never know when you're going to be down and out. You don't never know when the pressures of this old world is going to begin to get you down. But I found out when the pressures began to get you down, don't let it keep you down. Remember to look up to the hills, all from which cometh your help, knowing that all of your help comes from God. Oh, I feel about like preaching this morning, because God has been good to me this morning. Oh, glory. If you want to experience the peace of God, you got to learn how to talk to God. Because when you're going through, you got to talk to somebody. You know, they got a whole lot of folk that commit suicide. And the reason being is because they won't unload and they won't talk to nobody. You got to learn how to get some of the pressures off of you. You got to unwind every now and then. You got to let go of some of the things that are weighing you down. The Bible says, set aside every sin and the sin, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily besets you. Some of us done got so holy, we forgot we got some things in our life that are still weighing us down. Oh, you may have a list of the things that you don't do anymore, but what about the things you're still doing? What about your judgmental spirit? What about that mouth you got that you talk too much about other folk's business? Hallelujah, Jesus. What about those times when you ought to have been telling God, thank you, but you're standing somewhere mumbling and complaining? Gas might be high, but I thank God that there is some gas. I thank God that I got a way made night by God. God will make a way out of no way. When I began to think about the reason a lot of us are in the condition that we're in, is because we don't talk to God enough. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. You better learn how to talk to Jesus. You better learn how to talk to the Master. In order to talk to him, that means to pray. Prayer is nothing but a simple request unto God. You know, you don't have to have fancy words. All you got to do is tell God all about your trouble. Anybody ever told God all about what they were going through? Well now, some of you might not know how to pray. Where Jesus says here in Matthew that when you began to pray, don't do like the hypocrites. Don't do like the Pharisees and the scribes. You know how we like to get out on the street corner? Or some of us like to stand up in the church house and give this long stretched out testimony about where you've been and where you're trying to go. And I'm not knocking down your testimony, but be sure that when you open up your mouth, it's not just for somebody to hear what you got to say. If you got anything down on the inside, God will make it work up to the outside. I thank God this morning that God taught us how to pray. You see, when the disciples didn't know how to pray, the Bible said, Jesus said, after this manner, therefore pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Anybody ever heard that? We better learn how to not only recite it, but we better learn how to pray it. Our Father means he's your Father. He's my Father. He's Sharon's Father. He's everybody's Father this morning. The Bible says, thy kingdom come. Thine will be done, not yours. See, we want things our way. We are very selfish this morning. Want everything right now. Some of us are worried about how we're going to eat next week. That ain't how he taught us how to pray. He said, give us this day. Anybody hear what I said? Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Anybody need deliverance this morning? Or you got everything under control? If God deliver you from evil, you ought to know that thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. God taught us how to pray. But if you're going to pray to the Lord our God, you better know something about talking to God and knowing that the Lord will make a way out of no way. The Bible tells us this morning that if there's anything that you want from the Lord, you got to learn how to ask God for it. You better tell God all about it. The Bible said this morning, when you open up your mouth, whatsoever ye ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified by the Son. If you ask in your own name, it might not get very far. But if you want to talk to our God, you better ask in the name of Jesus. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it in the power of God. I thank God this morning that I got to let God know where I stand. I got to let him know that I got some situation. I got some issues in my life this morning. And I need to know that God is on my side. But James talks to the Philippians this morning. And as Paul tells the Philippians, rejoice. I got something to be happy about. I got something to have joy about. Be careful for nothing. In other words, don't get overly anxious. Don't be worried about how you're going to make it. But just know that God will make a way out of no way in everything. The Bible says give prayer and supplication. You got to learn how to ask God for what you want. Anybody want anything from the Lord? All you got to do is talk to God all about it. I stopped by to tell somebody that God is on my side. I got to let my request be made known. You can't expect God, even though he's an all-knowing God. He wants you to open up your mouth and let him know what you need this morning. Anybody got anything that they want from the Lord our God? You better ask God, come on in my life. If I don't have enough, God can take a little bit and make a whole lot out of it. Where do I get that from? Well, if you go back to the 6th chapter of John, the Bible says that there was a day when the multitude of people were all around our Lord. And they got hungry. They got a pain in the stomach. And they began to wonder, what are we going to do? The Bible said that you ought to go tell Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. Tell him what you need this morning. The Bible said they lifted up their eyes and saw the great company. And when they saw them, they said, where can we go buy enough bread? The Bible said they didn't have enough money. But Simon Peter said, there's a lad over here that got 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. And the Lord said, bring it unto me. You know, there were some doubters in the house. Every time you got a doubter in the house, you got to have somebody that got faith beyond faith of God. You got to know that God will do anything he said he can do. God can take just a little bit, but you know what the key is. The Bible said, Jesus said, bring it unto me. Well, the Bible said when Jesus got it, he said, tell the men to sit down. Let them sit down somewhere. Every now and then you men ought to sit down and listen to what thus said the Lord. God is speaking this morning, and God tell the people of God. The Bible said when Jesus took the loaves, then he given thanks. That's the key right there. You got to thank God for what you already got before you expect God to give you some more. You got to have the right attitude when you talk to your God. If you thank God for what he's already done, it puts you in a good place for what you're getting ready to ask for. The Bible says that he fed over 5,000 folks with 2 little fish and 5 loaves of bread. And I stopped by to tell somebody that whatever you do this morning, all you got to do is tell God, tell God all about it. You can tell him all about your trouble. You can tell him all about your heartache. You can tell God all about it. He won't tell nobody. God'll do just what he said he'd do. Are there any believers in the house? I wonder this morning, has anybody took time out to talk to God? I want to tell God, I thank you for another day. I want to tell God, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. I want to tell God, you are the greatest God I ever know. I want to tell God, take my little bit and make it out to be much as long as you want it to be. God is able this morning to do what he said that he'd do. Whatever you do, whatever you do, tell God about it. Stop telling your co-friends. Stop telling your co-workers. Stop telling your prayer partner. Your prayer partner got problems just like you. Every now and then, you ought to direct yourself to the altar of the Almighty God. Go down on bended knee and begin to remember that prayer. Our Father, our Father. Anybody want to help me call him? Can you help me call him? Because I heard that there's power in the name of Jesus. I heard that if you call the name Jesus, anything you ask in Jesus' name, it shall be done. Anybody got something they need? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody help me say that. In the name of Jesus. Oh, heaven can't hear you. Heaven can't hear you. Do you need something from God? In the name of Jesus. Anybody got finances? In the name of Jesus. Anybody got sickness in their body? In the name of Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. He Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. Jesus, Jesus. The best thing that ever happened to me. I can tell God all about it. I can tell God all about it. This woman right here. Love her with all my heart. She'd be just as real with me as anybody. But I thank God that in the name of Jesus, he's touched this body. Not because of what we said, but because of his will. God is able this morning. And we got to learn how to tell him all about it. All you got to do is tell Jesus. He'll do something that nobody else can do. See, I serve a God this morning that's got power. I serve a God that looked beyond my faults. I wonder, I'm finished, but I wonder how many of you saved and sanctified folk. How many of you saved yourself? Hallelujah. Because if you save yourself, you know what? You're probably on your way to hell. Salvation come by the grace and the mercy of God. Confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And then you got to do something else. You got to believe in your heart that Jesus died, went to the grave, but he got up on that third day. And even though that was over 2,000 years ago, I can feel the power of Jesus in this room right now. I can feel the power of Jesus in my heart right now. And I found out for myself that I can tell God anything. Trying to help somebody in here this morning. Because somebody needs some help. Somebody needs to know that you're not all by yourself. Somebody needs to know that you can stop feeling bad. Don't get wrapped up in self-pity. And tell depression to get out your life. You call on the name of Jesus. And you tell Jesus, tell him all about it. You know one thing? You're not telling him anything that he don't already know. But he's just waiting to hear from you. And then after he hear from you, let me tell you. Now some family members, you go to him and you tell him, I told you, you didn't get your act right. You're going to go through hell. But Jesus, he don't tell you that I told you stuff. He stands there with his arms wide open. And he has such a loving spirit. He says, I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you've been. You're mine. I love you. I'm here for you. That's the kind of God we serve. A God that is way same way I'm talking to her right now. She can talk to her God just like that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You don't have to have a title to call on the name of Jesus. All you got to do is just have a situation. And one other thing. It doesn't have to be anything bad. It doesn't have to be sickness, trouble, or sorrow. Like a great day like today, when the family is together and nobody's dead, nobody's sick, nobody's bleeding, but the family is together. That's a good day. You know, that's why I say prayers and supplications and thanksgivings. For he ended that to say, if any of us even got joy, we need to rejoice in the Spirit of Christ. Our joy comes from the Lord. He is our strength. He is our hope. And all I come to tell you this morning is that in whatever situation you might be encountering in your life, all you got to do is talk to God. Just talk to God. And sometimes you may have to tarry and stay there a little while. Wait on Him. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And the Bible says He shall strengthen thine heart. And once He strengthens your heart, the Lord says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Are we waiting on Him this morning? Do you know that He's able this morning? Out of all the things that have been said in this house of worship this morning, the greatest thing and the greatest name I know is the name Jesus. And Jesus said, in our scripture text this morning, anything that you ask in my name, I'll do it. Don't believe me, believe Jesus. Read the word for yourself. And if you find yourself in that word will find a place in your heart. And once it gets in your heart, then you might be able to help somebody else. But you can't help nobody else until you get some help for yourself. Every one of us in here, we need the power of God. Whatever it is, tell God all about it.